listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com. On your computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, on your iPhone, commercial-free original talk, only on LA Talk Radio, your favorite talk station.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. And my in-studio friends today are the wonderful Cash. Hello. The beautiful Tessa.
Hello.
And the lovely Colin.
How are you guys doing today?
Alright guys, so today on the show we're going to be talking about what our expectations and teenagers, as teenagers, are in life. Kind of the things, what we want to do, where we want to go, you know. Kind of dreams in the future, hopes, dreams, things that we'd like to accomplish within our lifetime. Then we're going to answer a few emails. Thank you for all those people that email me. You know I'm here to help. And we're also going to be talking about what might be screwing up relationships. What might you be doing that screws up your relationships? Just little tips that could help you with talking to the opposite sex, and some of the things that will show you how to keep and sustain a relationship. So let's get back to expectations. You know, as teenagers, it's a scary thing. It's scary and exciting at the exact same time when thinking and talking about the future. You know, we have bills to worry about, a job, a family, not even knowing what the future holds, you know. Just the idea of it, you know, we're in high school right now and, oh God, we have our parents pay for things and we work part-time though, but I was just thinking the other day, like, you know, what's a good topic? And then at the same time, I found myself kind of confuddled at my job because just recently at my job, I showed up an hour late for a shift. And I got suspended from my job. So it got me thinking about life, just about, oh God, you know, like if I can't withstand a job going, you know, twice a week, and if I get suspended from that, how am I supposed to, you know, hold up a family and do this and do that? So I was just like, you know what? This is a good topic for the show. So personally, guys, for me, I would like to possibly stay. I'd like to do something in radio, you know, either in radio or music. I love music. All of us love music. You guys love music?
I love music.
Yeah,
love
it. Music is great. I'd like to find something that like I love, that I can like find a passion in, and at the same time make a living out of it. And I don't know. That's me, Cash.
David.
Just to give everybody an introduction on Cash, he is actually the youngest.
Yes.
Out of the group. Cash is 15 years old, and he right now is a sophomore in high school. Cash, tell us what you want to do. Talk to us.
I'm actually not sure what I want to do in life yet, but I've thought about science and marine biology.
Science and marine. What attracts you to science and marine biology?
Well, it's more like space that attracts me. Just what everything's expanding into and what's going on in the universe.
Yeah, I like that. I think about that a lot too. And I think to study in that would be like quite intense. How do you see yourself getting there? How do you see yourself like going through your life and then somehow acquiring?
I'd say just by trying as hard as I possibly can and focusing in what I want to do, just learning more and more about it every day.
Very nice. I like that. And can you make, do you know like what profession it is?
Well, the profession I'm most interested in is actually quantum physics, but that's a little difficult.
Quantum physics. We have a quantum physicist in the room. Tessa.
Yes.
Tell us what you would like to do with your life. Right now, you're 15 years old.
Yes, I am.
You have your entire life ahead of you. What are your passions? What do you want to do? What do you see yourself doing in 20 years?
Probably still trying to figure out what I want to do.
Probably still trying to figure out what you want to do. You have what kind of things do you like? You have no idea what you want to do.
I love so many different things that I never grew up with like a particular talent that I was like, I'm going to spend my entire life doing this. So I've been, like, I have my entire life just to, like, figure out what I want to do, because I don't feel like I have one thing that I want to do my entire life.
Right.
Yeah.
I completely respect that. I like that a lot. Colin.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are
you? How are you, Colin?
I'm very good.
I miss you. Just to let everybody know, Colin is a regular on the show. He has been gone in Europe for the past month and a half. Was it a month?
A month.
I don't know, dude. It felt like a year. I miss you.
Germany?
Probably the most amazing trip of my life.
Yeah? How about you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, actually, me and my sister here, Tessa, we went to Germany, Italy, France, and London, and it was...
That's ridiculous. Fantastic. What was the highlight?
I don't know. I really liked staying with my cousins in Sicily. They're really nice, really fun to get to hang out with. And, I don't know, Germany was pretty fun, too.
That's wonderful, dude. So, tell us, Colin. You are 17. What am I talking about? You're 17 years old. You're going to be 18 kind of soon. And senior in high school. What do you want to do with your life?
Pretty much the only thing that I know that I want to do is something, I don't know, something that I can do, like creating, I don't know, cooking, music. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Something making.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Would you guys agree with me that, you know, like, being teenagers and, like, thinking about the future, just thinking about, oh, my God, shit, you know, like, school's hard? Like, how's life going to be? Like, that's a little scary, you know?
It really is.
It's like, a little frightening. And
I think about it every day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things that, you know, kind of, like, when you're in the moment, like, when you're in... time, like, you don't really think about it, you don't really say, all right, you know, it'll work itself out, but like when it comes down to it, when you're like, holy shit, like I have to get a job, you know, and then in 10 years, you know, I might have a wife, you know, 27,
I have to pay all my bills, medical bills,
like what, health insurance. And I just got out of summer school. I took government and economics, and these two classes literally make you think so much, you know. Like, government class was talking about, like, Social Security and health insurance and car insurance and, you know, like, fire insurance for your house. Yeah, all this stuff. And it's just like, Jesus. And then we're talking about, like, you know, average income, you know.
And then taxes that take away half your income.
It's ridiculous. And especially in today's society, like, it's hard. So many of my friends can't even get a job, can't even get a minimum wage job. And it's just like, how in, you know... 5-6 years are we supposed to, like, acquire all of this money and, like, get a house and do all this stuff? I don't know. To me, it's scary thoughts. I'm more of one of those, like, people that doesn't really want to... some would call it kind of lazy. I don't know. I don't want to spend my entire life working...
At a desk job. I completely agree with you.
Thank you, Colin. Yeah.
I'm completely I'm never going to... I'd rather be homeless than work at a desk job.
What have... I have said this word for word. Colin, shake my hand. No, dude, I've said the words, I would rather be homeless than spend my entire life sitting behind a desk doing something that I don't want to do. You spend your entire life, you know, doing something you don't want to do just to fulfill your desires.
Just paperwork that's selling things that people don't even need.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Whatever.
But just so you guys know, you're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. If you guys want to call in live, you can talk to us on the air. The number is 323-203-0815. Once again, the number is 323-203-0815. Guys, you can also email me, at DCS Boarding, that's B-O-A-R-D-I-N-G 514 at AOL.com. I'm always open to take your guys' emails, always open to talk. And if you email me, have a question, we will say it on the air and listen up and we'll help you out. Since we're talking about things we would like to do, like when we get out of high school and college, I thought I would give you this on-air test to figure out what you would be good in, like, as a career. It's kind of a personality quiz. It's fun. You guys enjoy it. The quiz is which superhero... Which superhero ability would you choose? I'm going to give you a list, and then each of you are going to choose, and it's kind of like a subconscious way of saying which job you would be good at. So, dun dun dun. We need background music. I always say we need background music for these quizzes. Which superhero ability would you choose? Cash.
David.
It's coming to you.
All right.
The ability to fly, time travel, to have invisibility, X-ray vision, the power to change forms, the ability to read minds, the ability to see into the future, or the ability to have super hearing.
I think the ability I would choose would be time travel, because I could find out everything that happened in the past or the future.
Time travel.
Well, time travel. You said looking into the future too.
Yeah.
With time travel, can you go to the future?
Yeah. So, time travel ability. You can travel in the past, travel in the future, travel when there's nothing in existence.
I would definitely do time travel because I could go back to whatever interested me and actually find out what happened and not have to trust textbooks and things that might be false.
Dude, I have to say, that's like a good. Like, that's a good one. No, that's a very good choice. I'd have to agree because, like, you know, if you have the ability to fly, if you have any of the other abilities, you don't, you know, you could be living at a time of chaos or at a time of, you know, even peace. But no matter what time you're living in, it might not be a peaceful time, or like a time where your power would even have, you know, an effect on the way you live your life.
Yeah.
And with the ability to time travel, I can live here. I don't know. I think it's cool. So, I cannot tell you guys. I was just about to tell Cash what that means, but I'm going to go through you guys first so you're not biased. Tessa, same question. The ability to fly, time travel, invisibility, X-ray vision, the power to change forms, like shapeshift, read minds, to see into the future, or super hearing?
Probably either change shape, because you can fly with that.
Yeah.
And
you can. Indeed, you can.
Yeah, you can turn into a hawk. Bird, yeah.
Hawk, yeah.
And, or, you know, it's kind of that, or the time travel thing. I mean, if you were to have, like, the power to time travel, then, like, you wouldn't really know, like, it would completely change your point of view on things.
Right.
And it would be a little bit hard to handle.
No, I know what you mean. Like, if you had the ability to time travel, like, that would completely change your entire outlook on anything you've ever known.
Right.
Because when you were born, you're born understanding certain things, you know, going certain ways, and morals change, you know, just everything changes with
and
time.
You don't know what you would.
True. I will agree with that. Colin, same question.
I would
question.
Definitely change form. There's no question.
Change form?
About it.
For
I
sure.
I could explore anywhere I want on Earth because I can change into anything I want.
Oh, this
fish,
is true.
Shark.
This is true.
Hawk, anything.
Yeah.
That is true. All right, guys. So, Cash, you chose time travel. Time travel means you're interested in the causes of things and how past mistakes can be used to shape the future. You're very curious about how different people live. So, basically, you'd be good in... Let's see. What profession would you be good in? What kind of profession do you think that would take you in?
Well, just like finding... Wait, can you...
Yeah, sure. Like, what profession, like, do you think? I have the answers right here. But what something...
I still think I would be good at, like, science or something with space, because I'd be finding out new stuff.
Yeah,
all
but
the time.
It would also have to do with, like, history, because you're interested.
But really like learning about history, but I like to see it in front of my eyes instead of learning about it. Like,
actually, Cash, career clue. This is what you would be good in. A career in scientific research, for one. For two, history or human behavior might be a place for you in a career choice. Or you might enjoy a job where you can affect the future. Kind of like possibly molecular molecule, like finding a flying frog or something like ridiculous. I don't know.
I don't even think you said words right there.
molecular future.
Future.
Yeah. Tessa, did you choose shape-shifting or time travel?
She chose both.
But more of shape-shifting.
All right, well, shape-shifting means that you... mind reading, power to change... Oh, you are a sociable person who likes to fit in. Not like in a, oh, I want to fit in way, but just like you... You like to fit in. You know, you're a sociable person, and perhaps you want to be admired by the other group. Either way, you're a real crowd pleaser. Like, you, not like, oh, I do things to fit in, but like, you fit in, like, you are that person that's just like, oh, like, you're the crowd pleaser. You're the person that everybody likes, that everybody, you have like that little extra spark.
Woohoo!
You know? career clue might be entertainment. You know, acting, singing, dancing. Oh, Tessa. Because actors can change forms and, like, be other people. You know, like, for example, method acting is, like, when you literally believe that you are another character and live the life of that other character. And, I don't know, a lot of method actors have said that, like, they literally become another person. And that's cool. I like that. And Colin said the same thing as Cash.
No, Tessa. He said the same thing as me.
As Tessa?
Yeah.
You wanted a shape-shift? Oh, I thought you said time travel. Very nice. Just that you guys know, for all the listeners, if you chose flying, which I chose, by the way, you like to see the big picture of life and how things fit together. Little details annoy you. You enjoy being free and taking risks. That I do. I do, indeed. If you chose invisibility, you tend to be shy or a very keen observer, or even both. You like to know everything that's going on around you. Your career choices would be some careers for like observers, kind of like a writer of a book, an artist, or even a private investigator. Ooh, you could become a spy. if you chose X-ray vision, you like to see through problems and go to the heart of an issue. You enjoy finding problems that other people can't even see. You also enjoy solving problems. You're going to be that person that, like, when...
Psychiatrist?
Yeah, you, very good. Psychiatrist. Career clue is physics, politics, math, medicine fields that need skilled problem solvers, or psychiatrist. Very good. Let's see. If you chose mind reading... You're good at guessing what other people think. You can see behind what they're trying to say. Kind of read between the lines. For example, when people, for example, if you think like somebody's lying to you, and you know, like we have friends that'll be like
a cop.
Okay. No, when.
A professional psychic.
Yeah. When somebody, you have kind of the power, not necessarily power, but you believe that, you can see between the lines, you can read facial expressions. I don't know, you're good at that. If you chose, super hearing, that's kind of like an odd, power to choose.
It's
you know?
Not,
like
it's not very popular.
Yeah, I haven't really thought of, oh, super hearing.
It's kind of on the down low. Like.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not a main superhero.
Yeah, that's true. superhearing, you pay close attention to sounds and patterns. You like to be fully informed about the latest news. Some might even say you're nosy. Ooh. you might take a good career clue is you might take an excellent reporter or gossip columnist, or you might decide to become a musician. if you have a perfect pitch. I don't know, guys. But that is our personality quiz, our superhero personality quiz. If you guys were listening, now you know by what kind of ability you'd like to have, what kind of career you should choose. All right, guys. Just to let you guys know, you're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. If you would like to call live on the air, you can call at 323-203-0815. Once again, the number is 323-203-0815. We're going to move on to some emails that you guys sent me. Thank you very much, by the way. I'm always, always here to talk, to listen, to answer your guys' questions. You can get a hold of me by emailing me at dcsboarding, that's B-O-A-R-D-I-N-G, 514@AOL.com. All right, this is from, let's see here. This is from Josh. Thank you, Josh, by the way, for emailing me. It says, "Hi, Dave. I always feel mad and jealous when I see my girlfriend's old boyfriend come around her and talk to her at school when we're out and he's at the same party. She seems like she still likes him, even though she tells me she loves him. She acts all flirty with him and it pisses me off. What do you think I should do? Thanks, Josh." Well, Josh, jealousy is a natural emotion to have. It results from fear of losing something you hold dear. You have a boyfriend or girlfriend, in this case your girlfriend, and you don't want to lose them. You enjoy the time the two of you spend together, how the relationship makes you feel. When real or perceived threats, for example, the ex-boyfriend, to that relationship appear to you, your emotion is to feel jealousy. So what I would say is, with this jealousy, I would act like it doesn't really affect you. When you see that, you know, it's human nature. When somebody has something, when somebody knows that they have something that they want, they start to not like it anymore. For example, when you, hypothetically speaking, you guys, you've all had a crush.
Do you think that he's doing it out of spite? Or, I mean, she is?
She might be doing it for attention, more attention from Josh.
Not so much of, like, liking him again, but is,
but more of just like,
like wanting attention.
Well, Josh, in this case, thank you, Tessa. Colin, do you have anything to say on that? Colin's just like, I don't know, shit. In this case, Josh, if you show her a lot of attention, or if you don't show her a lot of attention, maybe she's kind of calling out for just an ear. You know, she might not go back to the boyfriend because she necessarily likes him. You know, possibly just like an ear. So maybe listen to what she has to say. If you do listen to her, maybe, and you guys have a wonderful relationship, maybe sit her down and be like, "All right, babe, you know, I saw you, you know, don't make it a big deal at all, because once it's a big deal, then it's just going to become like, I don't know, it's just going to become bigger than it actually has to be. It's going to become tedious. There's going to get more emotions involved, unneeded energy involved. So maybe just sit her down and be like, "Hey, you know, I saw you flirting with your ex, you know, Bobby, whatever his name is," and just be like, you know, if you like him, or if you, you know, are, you know, having any feelings, just let me know. Just talk to me about it. You know, we'll talk about it, and that's it. And then she'll get, you know, you'll get a response. If she gets all defensive, then just be like, "Why are you getting defensive? You know, there's no need." But if she, you know, if she's like, "I'm sorry, this, that," just be like, "Is there any, you know, is there anything you want to talk about? Like, you know, I'm here for you. Is there anything that I can do for you?" And pretty much just talk to her. Communication is key. It's good. Let's move on to, let's see. Get another email. Let's get another email here. All right. John says, "Hi, Dave. I think I'm in love with this lady. I've been attracted to her for a long time. We started going out. We get along really well. We have the same sense of humor and like the same things. We also have the same philosophy in life. Do you think it's possible that I'm in love with her? What does it mean to be in love? Am I just attracted to her?" Well, John,
aww,
that's a big question.
That's so cute.
I think, that's funny. I think we got last week a email from somebody asking the same question, something along the lines of, what does it mean to be in love, you know? And what we said to that person is, we, you know, being teenagers, we don't have the key to life. we don't, you know, possess the answers to love, you know. But what we can tell you is, if you, you know, if you're attracted to her, and you guys will agree.
If you've liked her long enough, then you might, like, it might be love.
Yeah. You know.
I'd say once you're so comfortable with them, it doesn't even feel like you, like, have to make an effort to be, like, a relate. Like, just like you're so comfortable with each other, you're, like, best friends.
Exactly.
But you still have a intimate relationship.
Yeah.
I think that would be the first key
to it. I think that, like, as long as you're happy with her, or you're just feeling the amount of love around her, that it doesn't really matter what you call it, just as long as you're happy. I mean, to be in love is a huge deal, but just to call it something that big is also huge.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So John, basically, if you like her, you know, go for it. If she's nice, if it works, if you guys' relationship has a flow, you know, has this spark of connection, then go for it, you know?
It's, I think you will, like, totally know exactly when you are, like, you'll know when you're in love. It's
when you're completely in love.
Yeah, when you're completely in love, you will know.
And it's just a natural feeling that comes, but, like, as long as you're unsure, then it's kind of something that's a little wobbly.
Right. Well, thank you very much. You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We are actually going to be taking a short break, and we'll be right back to talk about which personality traits might be making people not want to be with you. We're going to be talking about what personality traits you have that might influence the way other people think of you. All right. Let's go back to first grade now. First grade English. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Yeah. rushing rains of coming night. Come back here so I can get your name. Oh, I wouldn't know what to say to you just the same. Oh, I
Alright guys, we're back on the air after a short break with we're on the air with Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We got Cash in the studio.
How's it going?
We got Tessa.
Hola.
And the lovely Colin.
Yo.
Alright guys, so we're gonna be talking about personality traits that could be affecting your relationships. Certain ways that you might act in front of the person of your choice that could be affecting the outcome of your relationship. I get a lot of emails from people who ask me what they have done to mess up in their relationships. Like, there are some common personality types that I have read about that can ruin or make a relationship and keep people from wanting to be with you or keep people wanting to be with you, you know, or keep people, you know, that want to be with you. The first one is the pleasurer. The person who, you know, always is the people pleaser. The pleaser puts we before me and has a what's mine is yours philosophy with, you know, the other person. The pleaser does not need much alone time or privacy and is happy spending plenty of quality time with their person of choice. The pleaser often likes to play by the rules which may or may not be applicable at all times in relationships. For instance, this person might strongly adhere to gender roles or certain routines and may be unwilling to think outside the box or try new things with the relationship. However, marriage and family life do not always follow a set routine. The pleaser might have a hard time adjusting to these changes. Furthermore, the motto of if it ain't broke, don't fix it can lead to staleness with the marriage, but it also means that she is dependable and a loyal and a loyal partner. So basically, this is the person that the person that is the people pleaser, always wants to be with the person, never any alone time, you know. But, you know, to a certain extent, it's good, you know, you need this in a relationship. To a certain extent, it's good to want to please. Of course, it's, you know, good to want to please the other person in the relationship, but don't overdo it. Don't be like, oh, sweetie, can I get you this? Oh, God, can I do this? Because that just, it starts to get annoying. It starts to get too much.
It gets stale, and it gets boring. And
it's just too much.
Yeah.
Too person to handle.
It's not fun.
Yeah. Do you guys know anybody like this?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Don't mention any names, but let's talk about, you know, just like talk about people. Let's talk about somebody that you know.
I think that the pleasures kind of, they're really clingy.
Yeah.
And all they want to do is, like, be with you all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that the pleasure, like the typical pleasure.
Pleaser.
I've been saying this wrong the entire time. God. The pleaser is the person. Hey guys, let's laugh. Let's laugh because I haven't passed third grade English class. I might be dyslexic. I'm not quite sure. Jesus, I.
Okay. Back on the topic.
Yeah, really. The pleaser. The pleaser is the kind of person that is very clingy. I will completely agree with that. It's the kind of person that constantly relies.
Talks.
Yeah, talks.
It's fun to be around them for a little while. But
yeah, it's fun to be around them because they're cool people. Like, yeah. They're usually nice people. Like, hey, what's up, guys? Always nice. But to a certain extent, it
just
really
gets
annoying.
Way too intense.
Or maybe they're, like, too nice, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no,
like,
yeah.
They, like, don't know,
all they
want to
do
stuff
is baby you, and they don't let you do anything on your own. And
yeah.
They're just
it's like you don't need another mom.
Yeah. No, excuse me. I agree with you guys. The next one is the one-upper. The one-upper is so named because this person always takes an argument to the next level. Instead of trying to empathize with the partner's point of view, they skip right to the persuasion stage where the partner tries to convince the other partner that they are right. Basically, instead of actually talking about it, just like, no, you're right, I'm wrong. You know, just takes the... Yeah, you know.
That is my best friend.
Really? Just, like, takes the situation to the next level where it's unneeded. Tessa, talk about some, just, like, attributes. Like, what are some of the things that your best friend does?
You cannot win with this person.
Yeah.
Like, they always find a way to win the argument, even if it means making up things. And, like, personally... Even if it doesn't make sense. Even if they just made it up, right?
Yeah.
Even if they win by...
Even if it's just like, that doesn't make any sense at all, but I can't really say anything against you because you have like a total backup system. It's like kind of
stubborn.
Arguing like with a lawyer.
Yeah. No,
you
know, I know what you mean.
Like you're like, oh, you should grow up to be a lawyer because this makes no sense, but you're really good at it.
Yeah. I know a few people like that, and... Basically,
I think it really aggravating.
It's so aggravating.
You know, like if you know you're right and they just keep arguing that you're wrong,
you can't say anything.
And it's not even a fact of like knowing that you're right. It's just like, like even having a conversation with this person, if you know there's a disagreement, there literally is nothing on this world. They could have cold hard proof in front of them, and there's nothing in this
world
that would
struggle.
Make them admit.
They will
you know
not
what?
Back down.
You're
yeah.
right.
Even
I'm
if
wrong.
You catch them red-handed, they're
yeah.
Like,
it's like nope, nope. No.
I didn't do it.
It's so
stubborn.
Okay.
It's
don't
aggravating.
Be.
It's a mental challenge. Like,
don't be a one-upper. If you are in a relationship, do not be a one-upper. You're gonna make things a lot more tedious and a lot bigger deal than they actually are, and it's just gonna be a waste of everybody's time. It's gonna be a waste of your time. Save the energy.
But the thing about being a one-upper is that you never realize that you're one of them because you're so stubborn.
Touche.
If someone tells you that you're stubborn, listen to them.
Yeah.
Because, Colin, listen to them. Because it makes sense. I mean, like, not even from your point of view, but it makes sense.
Yeah. Another one is the avoider. The avoider tends to deny the existence of problems with their relationships. Or they admit the existence of problems, but... only work on them on like a surface level, like on, you know, the first level, kind of like, yeah, I care, just to say that they care, you know. But it's a person that, rather than truly addressing the issue at hand, would often just want to agree or disagree, you know. Like, you know what I'm talking about, kind of like a one-worded answer person. Like, for example, hypothetically speaking, there's a couple, and the guy... the guy just doesn't spend a lot of attention or doesn't spend a lot of time spend a lot of time with the girl, you know, and the girl says something about it like, you know, sweetie, I don't get to see you a lot, you know, you're constantly working or you're constantly doing this, you know, I want to have some alone time with you, you know, let's go on a date and the guy would just be like, yeah, all right, for sure. You know, and then just, like,
doesn't,
never get around
to it.
Yeah, kind of the person in the relationship that is content with their life, constantly, you know, doesn't really want to change anything, possibly afraid of change.
It's the kind of don't worry, be happy attitude, but it's when you need to worry.
Yeah, no, yeah. Don't procrastinate with relationship issues because emotions just get deeper and deeper, and... It's kind of like a cut, you know, like
fester,
yeah. Yeah. If you have a cut, you don't do anything to it. It's gonna get.
You need to put some Neosporin.
Put some Neosporin on the cut, yeah. And last but not least, for the types of personalities that you have, like what not to do in a relationship, is the catastrophizer. The catastrophizer tends to...
I like that word.
Yeah, it's a good word.
It's a good word.
Catastrophizer?
It's the word of the day. Catastrophizer.
Catastrophizer.
Word of the day.
Is the word of the day. We're going to have word of the day from now on. The catastrophizer tends to attribute all of the feelings and behaviors to the spouse. And also often refuses to take blame for anything. When the catastrophizer is upset, they attack the spouse or a choice of human being, other choice of person, with a phrase that begins with "you always" or "you never," and generally uses negative facial expressions and whining or a mocking tone of voice. This person takes a negative situation and kind of just escalates the situation, makes it bigger than it actually has to be, kind of like the one-upper and the avoider put together. No, not the avoider. The pleaser. No. Actually, just kind of like the one-upper. But it's
a different kind because it sounds more like abuse. It sounds a lot worse.
Yeah.
This sounds like an unhappy relationship.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound like it's working.
Yeah, no.
Sounds like a really angry person.
If you're that kind of person that constantly is just like, no, you're doing this wrong. Or
no one wants to be around you.
Yeah, nobody wants to be around you.
Are kind of violent all the time and.
Oh, I know.
yeah, you know,
negative, violent,
just
angry,
like having like a negative vibe. Happy. Just don't do it. It's not worth it. You know,
being nice.
Just.
And then it's
you
kinda,
know you're
kind of a little bit bipolar.
Yeah. It's just not worth it. You know. And you need to look at, you need to take a step back. If there's something going wrong with your relationship, you must take a step back. Look at yourself. Like, look at your life. Think of the kind of person you are. Think of past experiences. Take the ego out, you know, and start to, you know, just see what kind of person you are. See how you act towards, your other, your
partner.
Significant other. Guys, I have a question for you. What are some of the most difficult personality traits in people that you guys have had to deal with? Relationship, you know, not relationship, just like a friend or
parents,
yeah. Anything. Cash, start with you.
The one upper is pretty annoying. I don't like that. And also the clingy one which one was the
The pleaser.
Yeah, that one.
The pleasurer.
Yeah, those two aren't very fun at all.
Explain some of the experiences that you've had.
Well, just like, let's say you're with a friend or something, and they're just so clingy, and all you want to do is like be away from them, but they won't leave you alone.
Yeah.
And you just want to get away, like hang out with.
That's
like,
the pleaser, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the one-upper is just. You get so aggravated and irritated that you don't want to be with them anymore.
Yeah, and you just completely lose your drive to even have a civil conversation with them because they can't.
You just get so irritated, and
then
after you have that argument, you're just like, I want to leave. But
yeah, I agree. Tessa?
Well, the weird thing is, like, when you're reading those off, we could all just picture one person that came to mind. So, so it's like when everybody has one of these people.
Yeah.
And what you have to realize is, though they may be difficult, they're still around you, and you still have to deal with them. But, like, I guess they're all equally difficult in their own way, but how you handle them makes them more difficult in their own, I guess, in the same way. Because if you're really afraid of someone, like, hurting you, then you might want to stay away from the last one. The
catastrophizer?
The catastrophizer, yeah.
Word of the day.
Word of the day. But if you're like one of those people that really are like upfront with their issues and like life, then you might want to stay away from the avoider because they would really anger you.
This is true. Do you want to tell some of your experiences with some of those people you were talking about? Not necessarily names, but just
people,
like.
Of course, not names.
Yeah.
But I have my best friend.
Okay.
Is the lawyer. What's it called?
The
one-upper.
The one-upper, yes. The lawyer. And she is constantly stealing my clothes. Always. Like, I know it's a really teenage girl thing to do, but when I confront her about these things, she makes up stories about them. So, like, oh, this was my dad's girlfriend shirt that she bought when she was 4 years old in New Jersey. so you can't.
That's
really
a dirty lie.
You it just, is a dirty lie.
That's a dirty
experience with that with a friend.
Really?
And it never ceases to amaze me. Like, no, I got this shirt for my birthday. This exact shirt.
STFU. Yeah.
Exactly.
Colin.
Well, I don't like. I know those because we've already been talking to them.
Yeah,
about
no,
them,
please.
But like,
take some more.
Some more is like I had someone that was like, that lied all the time, that would not stop lying
really?
About everything. And it just kind of like threw everything off. And it was,
yeah.
I don't know what that would be classified in there.
No, it doesn't even need to be classified.
It does, like, they don't lie about, like, it wouldn't be, like, big things. It'd be, like, small things that you don't need
that
to
don't
lie
even matter.
About.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, like, kind of boost their
like
self-image.
Like, where did you go? Oh, I went to the mall. Oh, okay.
Well, I saw you at Carl's Jr.
Exactly.
Well, why exactly. did you say that? Like, it doesn't help anything
yeah.
in any way, but
it
we
just
know
kinda,
you're lying.
Yeah.
It just makes things worse.
No, I actually, I have had... Tessa, I completely agree with you. I've had, with every single one of these, a certain person would pop in my mind, or actually a few people would just pop in my mind. It's
yeah.
so true. Every single one of these.
Every single one of these I can think of.
Yeah, every single one of these exists and more.
And then you can think of more. Like,
yeah.
I know people that don't say anything, and it's really aggravating.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
what are you thinking about?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's many more categories. These are just, like, four of the main categories that, like, most people possess when it comes to, like, relationships, you know, but I have had some personal experiences. For example, the pleaser. You know, there's I used to have this friend, and he always would try to please the group of friends that I was in. He would, you know. Be like, oh, hey, Dave, like, what's going on? Like, you know, what are you doing? Do you want to hang out? I'd be like, yeah, dude, I'm down. Like, I'm with, you know, Colin or Cash or, you know, Kevin, like, whoever. And you'd be like, yeah, dude, do you guys want to hang out? And, you know, my friends are nice. They're not going to be like, no, I don't want to hang out with him. So, you know, yeah. So then we'd all kick it. And then that'd be the one person that's just like, you know, no, dude, let me do this for you. Oh, do you want this? Like, can I get this for you, bro? Like, you know, and... It gets
a little bit babying.
Yeah, it gets, you know.
It gets annoying for the rest of the group too.
It really does. It really does. But hey guys, I looked at the clock and it's about that time to be wrapping up. You have been listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends with my guest today, Cash.
David, thank you very much.
Hey,
for having me.
It is my pleasure. Tessa.
Thank you.
And Colin.
Thank you very much.
It is my pleasure. I love all of you guys very much. Please email me at dcsboarding, that's BORDING, 514@AOL.com. You may also download Teen Trends with Dave and Friends on latalkradio.com. Listen to us live. All right. Thank you guys for listening. I love you. Have a wonderful Sunday. Come back here so I can get your